Welcome to your weekly warm-up. This is John Johnson from English AZ. Remember to do this warm-up once a day for the whole week. And then on Friday, you will receive a grammar point corresponding to this particular warm-up. Now, let's begin. Alphabet, letters, S, Q, P, O, L, L, E, E, Y, T. Numbers, 999, 864, 745, 699, 581, 462, 342, 265, 25,100, 56,500, 69,800, 87,900, 98,300, 3,200, 2,400, 1,800, 5,200, 7,400, 6,400, 1/2, 1/3, 2/3, 1/4, 1/8, 3/8, 5/8, 7/8, 8 a.m. Time, 8 a.m. 7 p.m. 12:30, 11:20, 10:10, 9:15, 8:15, 7:15, 6:30, 5:20. Breakfast, lunch, snack, meal, dinner. Currency, so money, $138.35. €365.96. £986.32. $486.17. €999.99. £586.69. Dates. July 21st, 2021. The 8th of August, 2022. September 14th, 2016. The 7th of October, 2026. November 29th, 2008. The 1st of December, 2007. Remember, you use for when you say plus time. So you say, he worked for 2 hours. You use during when two actions occur at the same time. So you say something like, they worked during the holidays. Answering machines. Just repeat after me. You have reached the office of John Smith. Please leave a message. This is Karen. Please leave a message. Hi, I'm not in. I will be back at 2 p.m. This is Janet's office. Leave a message. Hi, I'm out of the office now. I'll be back at 2. Leave a message. Pronunciation. Just repeat after me. Obvious. It is obvious. Debt. I have some debt. It'll be ready. Suit. I am wearing a suit. Suite. I have a hotel suite reserved. Skeptical. She is very skeptical. Schedule. What is on your schedule today? Guarantee. Does the computer have a guarantee? Phrasal verbs. This lesson phrasal verb is to call. To call back is to return a call. Just repeat after me. George will call back. To call off is to cancel. You should call off the meeting. To call on is to visit. Will you call on her? To call over is to ask to come over. Brian called Simon over to his office. The following grammar point is the present perfect continuous. Remember, the difference between the present perfect and the present perfect continuous is that the continuous, it guarantees that it is going on now. So you say, I've been talking to John for 2 hours. Compared to the present perfect, you say, I've talked to John for 2 hours. Perhaps it's still going on, perhaps not. So just repeat after me. Number one, I have been trying for 4 years. Number two, hasn't the project been doing well? Number three, haven't the team members been doing the project? Number four, hasn't the weather been hot? Number five. He has lots of money. He has been doing well. Number six. You've been seeing your colleagues recently. Number seven. He's not been coming to the office. Number eight. They've been having a good time on their vacation. Number nine. The new boss has not been having problems. Number ten. The products have been doing well. Number 11. Has the team not been doing its presentation? Number 12. She's been eating with her colleagues recently. Number 13. The cost of living has been growing steadily. Number 14. We've not been seeing the client. Number 15. Your passion has been playing the piano. Expressions. Three expressions. Last laugh. After overcoming obstacles and succeeding, you can have the last laugh. So just repeat after me. The competition had the last laugh when the project failed. Labor of love. When you're doing work or tasks you love, not considering the reward, you can say it is a labor of love. Repeat after me. The project was a labor of love for her. Made of money. If you have a lot of money, people might say that you are made of money. Jack said that he was not made of money after he was asked to pay. This is the end of your English AZ warm-up. Don't forget to join us on www.englishaz.com.